Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, Butcher Stark and the Scarlet Widow strike again, and although Superman is on the scene, he finds himself unable to prevent their escape.
Superman, they've knocked out that transport. Stark wrecked it with his voice.
Yes, and he's up there in that other plane. I'm going after him.
But the transport is falling out of control.
What?
Look at it. It's in a spin. It'll crash.
Great, Scott.
Wait here. Up, up, and away!
Say, gang, imagine you're a transport pilot and your four-motor plane is in the air 10, 15,000 feet up. You're flying blind. You can't see 2 feet ahead of you. You're right in a soup. But, gang, you've got to stay on course. The lives of your passengers and crew depend on your staying on course. How do you do it? Listen. The beam. Sure, that's the answer, gang. In blind flying, stay on the beam and you'll always keep out of trouble. In darkness, fog, and storms, the radio beam is a pilot's path to safety. Well, right here on good solid earth, boys and girls, we have plenty of need to stay on the beam. Because we have a special kind of dangerous idea fog. And some dizzy dopes are always getting lost in it. Maybe you've noticed them wandering around in a fog of ignorance. Their minds are twisted by silly prejudices. They're led astray by nonsense that belittles somebody else's race or religion. And when it comes to straight intelligent thinking, why, they're miles off course. Gang, you'd hate to entrust your safety to an airplane pilot who didn't know his way, wouldn't you? Well, then, for goodness sake, let's not risk the safety and welfare of our country by letting ignoramuses steer us around. Just because they're lost in a fog, we don't want any crack-ups. Believe you me, they'd land us in a pretty pickle if we let them do the piloting. Most of us want clear, safe sailing. And in a country as big as ours, the best way of getting it is by respecting the other fellow. Steer a course like that, gang, and you'll always stay right on the beam.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Up! Faster! Faster!
Like a blazing comet, Superman rockets up into the night sky as he charges toward a crippled transport, a four-engine plane that is spinning helplessly earthward from the effects of Butcher Stark's deadly sonic voice. Arrowing straight toward the plane, the Man of Steel darts under one wildly flailing wing. He's coming up underneath, clutches the metal skin with his powerful fingers.
There. Now we straighten out and fly right.
Thrusting upward, Superman fights the tremendous force of gravity, pushing the nose of the plane up until it is on an even keel again. But the engines still sputter and labor. He realizes that he will have to bring the aircraft to Earth himself. Tight circles, he spirals earthward again, supporting the transport on his mighty shoulders. And in a few seconds, he places it on the broad plateau where Batman is waiting anxiously.
There we are. Now duck inside, Batman. See what you can do about the crew.
Right.
Hurry. Maybe I can still catch Stark's plane.
Hey, look at this door. Blast it clear off its hinges.
Oh, never mind the observation. Step on it. I'm going after Stark.
Superman, wait.
I can't wait if I
do. These men need help badly. Look. Come up here quickly.
Poor fellows are in bad shape, Batman.
Yes, they must have caught the full power of Stark's voice.
Uh-huh.
Look at this flight cabin. It's a mess.
Yeah. Now let's see if we can revive them. Loosen the clothes.
Right. I don't get it. Is this why Stark and the Scarlet Widow came down here? To knock out this transport?
Uh-huh. Let's take a look in the cargo section.
What are those? Bales of cloth?
cloth, nothing. Those are valuable furs. At least 50 skins to each bale.
Furs?
Sure. This cargo must be worth at least $250,000.
Wow. No wonder. But if this is what they want, how did they figure to get the furs out of here?
Well, they're obviously coming back for them, which may give us the chance we want to get them.
I see. Say, these fellas aren't coming around at all, Superman. Do you think...
They need medical attention.
Well?
I'll have to get them to a doctor. As a matter of fact, I might as well take the whole plane out of here.
Why?
Well, just in case Stark and the Scarlet Widow get here. This way, we'll be sure they won't get the furs. Leave these boys strapped in their seats, then they won't be bounced around.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute.
What's up?
Hold it. You hear that?
Yeah, car.
That truck, more likely.
What's a truck doing up here?
Someone coming to unload those furs, probably.
Hey, that's right.
Maybe... Yes, there it is. Coming across the field toward us.
How many on it?
Four.
Well, I guess that means a battle, huh?
No doubt.
Okay, let them come.
Quiet now. Give them a surprise.
Check.
Okay, you guys. Come on, step on it.
They're heading for the rear cargo hatch.
Well, they obviously know what they're after.
When do we move?
Let's give them a chance to commit themselves first.
Pilot of this crate sure did a fine job of shutting it down.
You better go up front, Musty, and check the crew.
Right.
Uh-oh. Here comes our first customer.
Would you like to serve him?
With pleasure.
Okay, here he comes.
Ready and waiting.
Take it, Batman. Catch him. Got him.
Hey, Rusty, what's up?
Don't move, Batman.
Hey, Rusty.
Come on, pal. Investigate.
You guys get those furs out of there. I'm going forward.
Big customer coming up.
After you, Alphonse.
Thank you, Gaston.
Here he comes.
Hey, Rusty, what's the earnings, pal? Oh.
Quick, turn the catch. Got him. Good. Well, two down, two to go.
And those two are wise. Look, they pulled their guns.
Oh, well, I'm tired of hanging around. Stay here. I'll get them. Put down those pea shooters, boys. I don't feel like playing.
Holy smoke! It's Superman! Come on, let's get out of here!
Oh, don't go, boys. We want to talk with you.
No, leave me alone! Leave me alone!
I don't like guns. They make me itch. Here, give them to me.
No!
Now, we'll just make them harmless. There. Look, Batman. Couple of pretzels.
Hey, neat trick. Now it's my turn. Come closer, pals, and take your medicine.
No, stay away from me! Stay away!
Well, that takes care of that, Superman.
Yeah. Now I'd better see that the crew gets medical attention.
Well, what about the four sleeping beauties who just arrived?
Oh, I'll take them, too. I'll turn them over to the authorities.
You want me to come with you?
No. You get rid of that truck in case Stark or the Scarlet Widow show up.
Good idea.
And if they do, don't stick your neck out. Don't tangle with them. Just watch and listen.
Right.
I'll be back as fast as I can.
Oh, hey, by the way, where are you going?
To the closest city of any size. Stand by now so I can get a good grip on this plane. There we are.
Good luck.
Okay, see you later. Up, up, and away!
Hey, what's going on here? Where'd the ship come from?
Sorry, I suppose I should have stopped for clearance, but as you can see, this flight is slightly out of the ordinary.
What? Why, you're Superman.
Right, and I'm afraid I haven't time to explain things, but in the cabin of this plane, you'll find six men. The two strapped in their seats in the flight cabin are the pilots and must be rushed to the hospital immediately.
Yeah, but
the other four are to be sent to jail and guard the cargo. It's pretty valuable.
But wait a minute. I don't get this.
Don't try. Please, just do as I ask. Now, back to where I left Batman. Up, up, and away! Batman. Peculiar. Batman, where are you? Answer me. Great Scott, where can he be? Batman!
His keen eyes stabbing through the darkness, Superman searches for his friend. But the field around him is empty and still, and there is no answer to his frantic call. What has happened to Batman? Has he fallen victim to Butcher Stark's deadly power? We'll know more in just a moment, gang. So keep listening. If there are any Boy Scouts listening in, I have a question for them. Here it is. How did the Indians keep from getting lost when they went hunting in the woods? That's right, they blazed a trail. Yes, sir, they used hatchets or burning brands to mark the tree trunks. or they piled small stones along the path or poked twigs into the ground. No matter how dense the woods, these trail markers kept them from getting lost. Yes, the Indians knew just where they were headed. Well, gang, right in our own daily lives, a lot of bigoted people are constantly getting lost in a special kind of woods, a very dark and dangerous woods. I call it the forest of phony ideas, because it's like a forest, dense with lies and slanders inspired by ignorant prejudice. And the ignoramuses who fall for these lies and slanders against people of different races or religion from their own have just plain lost their way. They're all confused. They circle around blindly, flopping and tumbling into hidden traps and pitfalls. Fact is, they're too dumb to spot the path that sensible people travel, the path of common sense, a clear, straight trail that cuts through falsehoods and phony ideas. Because, gang, when you accept a guy for his character, for what he can contribute to the community, then you're thinking straight and you're headed straight. You're on the trail that led and will always lead to strength and unity in this country of ours. It's a trail that was blazed a long time ago by the men and women who founded this country. You know, they didn't use phrases like men are created equal just to show off a lot of bright ideas. They meant these words to serve as signposts, trail markers for the rest of us to follow. So keep your eyes open. Don't get lost.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
As the Man of Steel frantically searches the high plateau for his friend Batman, fearing he has become another of Butcher Stark's victims, a heavy truck rumbles along a narrow mountain road some 20 miles away. In the cab, Butcher Stark sits alone behind the wheel, a bewildered scowl on his coarse features. He's perplexed and angry at the failure of his plan. He guides the heavy vehicle carelessly down the darkened road. An interested yet worried observer, Batman, crouches in the van, immediately behind the cab, where he clings to the side supports as the truck careens from side to side.
That fool will kill us both if he keeps on driving this way. He'll skid right off the road.
Blast it. There was only some way I could stop him. But Superman told me not to stick my neck out. Well, I'm in deep enough now, so I may as well make the most of it. Oh, if I could just reach through this window here and clout Stark over the head with his jack handle. Lord, I dropped it. Good Lord, he's stopping.
Who's back there?
Uh-oh, this is it.
Whoever's in there, come out.
Not on your life, pal.
Come out or I'll come in and get you.
Oh, that voice.
Did you hear me? Come out or you'll be sorry you was ever born.
As the ruthless killer advances toward the tailboard of the truck, Batman can hardly hear him because of the pain caused by Stark's voice stabbing through his head. In another moment, he will be found, and Stark will probably not hesitate to use all of his power in one fatal blast. Can nothing be done to save Batman now? We'll find out in tomorrow's gripping episode, gang, so be sure to listen. Don't fail to tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for Chapter 16 of The Voice of Doom on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure serial soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Adventure Parade, which follows in just a moment. And right after Adventure Parade, you will hear Tom Mix and his Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.